do go to a lifeguarded beach. If you're unsure about the conditions, do seek a little bit of local knowledge before entering the water. And this particular weekend, it's a very busy weekend, always is the bank holiday weekend with lots of people off. But unfortunately, we seem to have a bad weather forecast for Monday in parts of the country. The weather forecast looks like it's going to be very windy on Monday. And with that wind and that stormy conditions comes additional risk. All that energy hitting the coast, all that wind hitting the coast, creates the possibility of rip currents and other hazards on the beaches. So just be mindful, especially on Monday, if the weather goes against us, of doing water sports. Even if you had planned to do some on your bank holiday weekend, if the weather isn't suitable, definitely think about alternative plans.
Like yourself and other RNLI crews right across the Northwest, you do have to launch as soon as possible in the event of a potential emergency. And we did see in weekends previous that a number of vehicles were actually blocking your station in Bundoran, which could have hampered the launch if one were to happen while those cars were parked there. Just important, particularly especially when you emphasise that the weather isn't going to be great, it could pose a heightened risk of people parking at the pier when they're not legally allowed to do so.
That's true, and unfortunately we did have that incident a number of weeks ago. What tends to drive that, it happened in a number of locations, just not Bundoran, but what tends to drive that is really, really hot weather. We find that you get people going to the coast and they don't necessarily realise or understand that there's a lifeboat station there. The example I always give is no one would park in front of a fire station because kind of know it's a fire station, but sometimes when people go to the coast, they park in the yellow box or the exclusion area outside the lifeboat station. Our crews are voluntary. So if an emergency happens at sea and an individual rings 999 or puts a Mayday call out on Channel 16, what happens is our voluntary crew all over the country come down to their local station and have agreed to launch their boat within 10 minutes of an emergency being called in. So if there are vehicles obstructing a lifeboat station, you're just adding minutes, vital minutes to that time for us to launch our lifeboat. So please do heed the signage down around piers and anywhere where there's emergency vehicles needed, because those kind of delays can be very frustrating and indeed can be very costly if it goes wrong.